The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
It's The Bonfire. Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. Big J. Okerson, Joe DeRosa sitting in today for Political Prisoner. But he's here, everybody, through a live feed. We were able to get him. He broke through. He hacked into the mainframe. He's through the system, everybody. It's your favorite, Dan Soder, everyone. Dan Soder.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Everyone's treating
me well. I'm up here in Canada, just really loving life.
Yeah, everyone's been treating me real well.
Everyone is so nice. I have learned their ways.
And they are, this is if you do not disarm all your nuclear weapons right now, something bad's going to happen.
Pull your teams out of the NHL. If you pull your teams out of the NHL, nothing bad will happen to me.
No more black people in the NHL. Okay,
they said
one thing.
Black Lou, call them up. Pull them off. Pull off the dogs.
This is awkward. This is awkward for me. This is like when you're banging a dude's wife, but he's cool with it.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, damn. Me and Joe were just partying before you got here. Thanks for hanging out. Let me tell you all about where
you
came.
I just wanted to let you know that Jay and I had been watching you at the bar, and we really liked your vibe.
Dan, you come into the room. It's cool, bro. I'm just getting a beer. You guys are just fun.
I'm going to pull the Big Jay. I'm just filling some ice trays.
Oh, me, you know, I'm just goes, do you guys want some while I'm over here?
Oh, you guys do your thing. She's a great girl, isn't she? All right. Listen, man.
I go, you know what? Sometimes I like to watch them riff with other people. So many pineapples, dude. Yeah, it's a lot. Dan, it's a party, bro.
Dan was here the whole show. He was just watching the first half.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, guys, that was a pretty hot sesh.
Sometimes we're into some real kinky shit. We do cancel fantasies.
Yeah, shit.
Dan, I want you to see this last one because it really was making us laugh. We went through a list of bands who have had their own video game based around them. So far, what? The most surprising. Well, Journey was the most famous one. Everyone kind of knows that was like the flop of that game, which is funny, where you're Journey and you have to escape having sex with women and paparazzi and whatever to get to the next gig where you can rock out. That's the commercial, actually. There was a Aerosmith game where you essentially have a bazooka.
I remember
that
one. That was an arcade game, wasn't it?
Yeah, if it was first, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. The biggest surprise so far was the 80s, I believe, gay synth band, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, has their own game where it's like a murder mystery wrapped in, you have to get, it's also gay. It's like you have to earn several pleasure points. So then you can go into the room where you and another man spit at each other through a wall. I'm not exaggerating.
Wait, that's
Christine,
whose
game? Christine, please go to the write-up for Frankie Goes to Hollywood game. It's
Frankie
great.
Goes to What was Frankie Goes to Hollywood song again?
Relax, don't do it when you want to go do it.
Relax.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think they're pretty
good. When you want to go.
Boom, boom, boom.
When you want to come. When you want to come.
Oh, you're right.
I don't know. When do you want me to come?
That's what the lyric was.
He's not wrong. Yeah, totally. Yeah,
okay.
No.
A live version of the song is included with your cassette for your Commodore 64 game. Now, the goal was pretty straightforward. You're in Liverpool trying to make your way to the Pleasure Dome. It's the getting there that starts to sound ridiculous. In order to become a 100% real person, you complete a series of puzzles and minigames to collect pleasure points in the form of four attributes the band sang about. Love, faith, and sex that is depicted by a yin-yang of flying sperms. While war is a condom. When you earn these points, the game reads, Frankie gives you X more pleasure units. The game involved collecting items like a thirsty cat and a completely unrelated minigame, like two heads floating in a river spitting at each other through a wall, or collecting falling flowers to make a bunch. It got a 97% rating in a UK gamer magazine. They knew they were ahead of us there. They knew it back then. It's like, hey, man, you're going to start being nice to gay people. We got to get on this, dude.
Yeah, dude. Cocaine greenlit so many ideas in the 80s.
Yeah. That's a wacky one, dude. Two heads, floating heads, spitting at each other through a wall. I mean, these are all.
Oh, you don't get it, you square bird. Oh, that's a nice game of river spits.
Joe showed us that he has a Wu-Tang Clan Shaolin style fighting game. He actually has.
I played that. That game rules.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I played that.
But here's the
next
one.
What about Def Jam Vendetta?
Yeah, we talked about that
one. Have Def Jam Vendetta.
Look at this. Look at this nutbag shit. Explorer 1, Peter Gabriel's Secret World.
Damn, dude. It takes a lot of confidence to leave Genesis. It takes even more confidence to put out a game.
Well, listen to this.
Okay, so this is in promotion of his album Us. You know, you remember Us, the one nobody gave a shit about, right? What was on Us?
No, Us is the biggie.
92 is not. Wait a minute. No, the biggie is the one with Sledgehammer and everything.
Yeah, that's Us.
That didn't come out in 1992.
No, this is when the game came out.
No, it says in promotion of his 1992 LP, Us.
It's true.
Could possibly have been 92. Maybe it was.
Dude, that can't be, right?
Wait, if that is for Sledgehammer, then that's. I understand why it's a video game. What a hit.
No, that's going to be U.S. album a lot. Oh, no, it's all on there. There you go. Steam. That's it. You had the right thing.
No, this isn't.
Oh, okay, so
this
Steam, you're right. Steam was the after hit. So you're right. It was before
and that. Digging in the Dirt was the other one. Well, and then of course, Jay kissed that frog. Everybody remembers that one. That.
Classic. And the washing of the water.
What's the name of the one before this though? What's the name of the big one? That's going to drive me crazy now.
What a loop asshole he is. He really is, dude. Peter Gabriel is just a goofy idiot. So, that's what it was.
Did you picture the cover of So, except it said Us? Because that's exactly what I just did. 100%. Yeah, okay.
There we go. And that's the one.
And the third one's called Up. He loves a two-letter title.
Right. So, in 1993, Peter Gabriel assembled a game that really was ahead of its time. Peter Gabriel's Secret World was more of a less... an interactive compendium of everything Gabriel-related. In promotion of his 1992 LP Us, the game featured a number of scavenger hunts and mini-games that opened up exclusive content, which in retrospect was quite exciting at the time, given the lack of internet. Fans could enjoy a bevy of preloaded music, which soundtracked the various puzzles and journeys, and the videos took advantage of the new media players popping up in the computers around that time. Wow. So maybe this is a good game. Let's take a peek.
This is like remember when enhanced CDs came out and it was like,
That was like for Sega Saturn, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But like every music CD.
Sega CD it was called, Sega CD.
Yeah. But then every music CD was enhanced. You put it in your disk drive and like, it would like have videos and shit on it.
Damn, I bet Peter Gabriel was an annoying asshole to be around. I bet he sucks dick to be around.
Hey, actually I'm doing this cool autistic thing. Do you want to see my cool autistic thing?
Honest. Yeah, I'm gonna go on a limb here. I bet you none of Genesis is really a walk in the park. You know?
Oh man.
Oh my God. Yeah. Dude. I bet
the way Phil Collins curmudgeonly yelled lyrics at me of songs nobody wanted to hear for 3 hours was a nightmare.
In a rocking chair.
Jesus Christ, this one sucks.
There's bad concerts and then there's depressing. Look, to see a guy singing from a chair is so depressing.
It was depressing.
You want to be uplifted when you're in. That was the opposite of uplifted.
I don't want to watch you just give up. stage.
Before you came
by the
on
way,
there.
This go is what the scavenger go. Hunt is you're finding clips of his exploration through African music. Oh, like this.
Oh, fuck you so hard. Oh, fucking.
This is what all those guys did. David Byrne did this. Paul Simon. All these guys got into, like, they wanted to show how good they were at world music. It's like, dude, nobody wants to hear this.
Oh, my God. I haven't heard music till I've heard the maracas. Fuck right off. Fuck right off, you steel drum dildo.
I totally had maracas in my house growing up.
Yeah, you don't need more because I scared you straight. Yeah, Jacob said during the break that we have to get off this topic and we're stupid and we drone on and on. And he thinks that me and you don't have a good chemistry, Joe. But that said, I do have another topic I wanted to talk about. No, it's fine. Jacob's the producer. He wants to tell us to move on. He says this is stupid.
So.
No one thinks it's fun.
Yeah, I guess
we should move on. It's no, listen. He steers the ship and he knows what's right. And we don't know what's right. I thought it was funny. Call me stupid. Jacob says nope. Fucking dumb as shit. Dan won't want to talk about it. He started speaking for you, Dan.
Wow.
Yeah, that part I heard.
That part. For some reason I checked in on that moment. No, there was another subject I really wanted to. I've been waiting to talk to you about, Dan. I spoke to you on the phone about it earlier because people are probably like, "How have we not brought up the Chappelle getting attacked on stage thing at all yet?" And it is because I wanted. Have we found that? Has there been any word of this guy? I know he's a rapper. The guy who attacked him.
Well, he's a 23-year-old man. He's being held for, I believe, felony assault for $30,000 bail.
Is he gay?
I don't know. I don't think he likes men's no more.
Jay, do you think he's gay? Like, why?
You know,
I don't know.
To go tackle someone on stage.
I'll tell you exactly why. I don't have any idea why. Well, you know, look at him first.
He looks nuts. Like
he's got nail polish on. His hair is all in a wacky thingadoo, and his arm is broken off. So I'm not going to count that as a reason. But and look, his mouth's open and always ready to receive cocks.
Dude, that arm is not broken. It's just limp. His gay limp arm.
Yeah, he goes. He broke his wrist. He goes. No, they always bent that way. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I assumed he was gay. Maybe I'm wrong, but it doesn't matter. For what I was doing, he was gay in my mind. And then because they kept saying that after this happened, that Chappelle, like, not Chappelle so much, but, like, the people, like, his people, like, fucked this guy up. Like, that's why he's so fucked up from getting
to
the
They got some shots. It's very similar, Jay, to your situation in Royersford, Pennsylvania.
God damn right it was. Goddamn right it was. Absolutely.
A gay guy tried to attack
here's the
you
thing.
On stage.
But here's the thing. This guy ended up just getting like attacked by a bunch of that guy with me got attacked by a bunch of people who just look like me and Lewis also. This guy got attacked by Dave Chappelle friends in camp. So that's what I kept doing. I was like asking him what happened the next day. He's like, "Son of a bitch, Q-Tip kicked me in the dick and then Taleb Kweli socked me in the cock."
Yeah. Son of a bitch, if I didn't look up and Damon Wayans was just giving me the boot to business.
He goes, Eric Sermon had me in a full Nelson while PMD worked on my guts.
Yeah. Get over here, Trench. I need you to beat up this gay guy who attacked me. Oh, look, it's retired Chicago Cub Ryan Sandberg. Come over here and hit him right in the head.
It's a reformed feeling, Chipper Jones. Get in here.
Yeah, dude. That's Dave Chappelle beatdowns are fun. You don't know who's going to show up.
Michelle Wolf spit in my hair, and then
he's like, "Go get your shine box."
Jeff Ross was roasting me, and before you knew it, next thing I comes to find out, Busta Rhymes is biting me on my back.
It was a circus of the stars.
Honestly, it was like the Met Gala of taking an ass whooping.
Oh, I got headbutted in my beak by Nas.
Yeah.
Mouse Def hit me right in my cocksucker.
It was the Wu-Tang reunion of them stomping me out.
Mos Def gave me a shot right to the cocksucker. fuck.
Yeah. Normally when you get jumped, you don't know who it is, but here you're like a fan of everybody.
Yeah. Oh, no. Next thing I turn around, the Lost Boys. Remember the guys who sang that song, Renee? They were there. One of the DOS Effects boys.
When he got tackled, I mean, they must have just like dragged it. If you watch the video, they're like in the back of the Hollywood Bowl, like in a VIP ass whooping section.
What's a replica gun, by the way? Yeah, I want to see the. I haven't seen the video yet at all. I have no idea.
Oh, really? The TMZ. It's funny with that video. TMZ is going to have that voice one time when it's like a very sad story, where it's going to be like TMZ, and it's like this guy got shot in the chest.
Yeah. Don't they do that? Bob Saget down.
He died in his hotel room.
Is a replica? I mean, this. I feel dumb asking this. Is a replica gun just a fake gun? Is that all
that means? That's what I'm saying. Is it a weird way to say a toy gun? Maybe they don't want to say toy to downplay.
Oh, I got you.
Maybe okay. Or I was going to say maybe it was you could make a gun apparently in a fucking 3D printer. That's why I thought maybe it was saying something that.
Like, yeah, that's.
Yeah, they said also could be a. It's actually a knife that looks like a gun. It might have been the case also.
Well, he had a knife for sure. Go ahead, play it.
It's a toy version or it's like a fake version of a gun. It's not a real gun, a replica gun.
Okay. And of all weeks, Chappelle decided he's going to perform in suits now.
I know.
Yeah. The
DJ Table is one of the most prolific producers that hip-hop has ever presented, the mighty Mad Lib. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for hip-hop history.
It sounds like he was saying this hip-hop history.
Dude, look at the dude that fell down three times.
I am going to kill that.
What did they bleep? The N-word, you think?
No, that motherfucker.
Wait, I gotta see this.
They're back there beating them.
All right, everybody, join in. If you were on the SNL cast from 1980 to 1987, you get the front of the line.
The dude that slips three times, it's priceless.
Yeah, the guy came out. He's like slid to home base.
When he gets back up, he falls again.
Oh, son of a bitch.
That man is Lord Jamar from Punk's Jump Up to Get Beat Down fame, Brand Nubian.
Clumsy. He's back there getting stomped.
Jesus, I'm not kidding.
Where did that come from?
That is a great question.
Oh, thank God John Stewart's out there.
Oh, guys, don't worry. DeBrat's got him.
Don't worry about that.
It was a trans man.
Oh, boy.
Did he say it was trans man? Is
that what
he said?
A trans man, yeah.
It was a trans man.
That's what I guarantee a lot of the papers were like, well, that's what they said.
I've completely been operating under that idea. As I said, oh, this is it. Look. Goosh.
That's wild, though, that he goes, he's back there getting stomped, and he's serious, I think.
I'll tell you what, he saves the open field tackle at the end, because I will say at first the coach is going to be like, why is he not wrapped? Like, why is he, why are you moving, why are you moving back with him? Yeah, dude, that guy got fucked up. Next thing I knew, Jamie Foxx was giving me a fucking, he's giving me a chocolate bandit mask on my eyes.
I don't know. I was receiving a beating from two of the last living kings of comedy.
Jamie Foxx, fucking Ray came in and gave me a do-to-do right on my ha-ha-ha.
Shout out to I got a two-piece and a biscuit from Michael Che and Colin Jones.
Dude, please do Michelle Wolf coming out to help the situation.
Hold him up. Hold him up. I want my shot.
She's like the Johnny thing.
Yeah. She like holds him up. She goes, "Do you know who you're messing with?" He's like, "Yeah, I didn't like the White House correspondence dinner."
Yeah. I was hoping you were gonna say that.
Yeah. The enemy deserves no mercy. Is there a problem, Mr. Lawrence?
Yeah, yeah. Is there a problem, Mr. Chappelle?
No, there's not a problem, Michelle.
Look at me. Yeah. Look at me.
Sweep the leg. You got a problem with that?
I am your sweet relief. I am death.
But here's my question. Is that, I mean, what happens now? Like, is the beating the guy, I'm really asking this, is the beating the guy took, like, in any way justifiable? Can you justify that? Is or does this guy now have a chance to sue them and be like, this was like excessive force and else?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure he'll try to.
I'd get imagine, some right? It's in. Like a police. It's like when a police beating goes too far or something, right?
I'm sure he'll get some lawsuits in. He's a rapper. Apparently, he made a diss track about Dave Chappelle. We talked about this on a.
Wait, really?
Yeah, but it's removed from everything, and it's but his music is still out there. Lewis didn't want to play his music because he was like, the debate on Legion of Skanks was. I was this guy's out of his fucking tree, the guy who did this, whether it's off medication or needs medication or should be hospitalized. Lewis was more in the camp of this is a he's doing this to pump up his music and get him a sing. And I go, but I almost argue like you got to be a little that's pretty nutty way to go about doing that. So I don't know. I think this guy's like Lewis didn't want to play his music. Cause he was like, this guy's exactly what he's trying to do. But I would hear his music for sure.
No, I want to hear it. Can we listen to it? I want to hear it.
Can we pump up the band? Pump it up.
Why you pumping, jumping?
Maybe. What if he's amazing?
What if it just rules? What if this guy becomes our new favorite artist?
Yeah, you're like, God.
By the way,
damn,
that's
he's like and Method
it
Man
ends with
good.
It ends with Chappelle. It ends with Chappelle introducing him on SNL.
Yeah. By the way, to give Lewis credit, also the thing he said, he goes, it's hip hop though too. You know, if it's like good, it's good. So like, I won't be able to hide it if I'm like, fuck this guy, and you go, ah, damn it. It's nice though.
Yeah.
Nice thump on that thing.
I'm excited to hear this. What's his name?
Fuck.
No DJ, name.
DJ Slippery Tackle.
Oh, no okay. name trapper.
I think
no
I have him right here. Hang on.
I'm not gay no more.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, he is good. Oh, it's that guy.
No more. I thought I like women.
Damn, I love that.
Yeah.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop at one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
One of five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non parliamo molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Hey, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
Nope. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled babbel.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The rest.
God damn it. I hate hi-hat rap. I hate hi-hat rap so much.
That sucks. It's the thing. Go to the one that has the most.
Beat up.
Go to the one with the most views. Plambo.
So glad he got beat up.
That was terrible.
Rainbows and rainbows. That's
and
my
Plambos.
Plambos.
Rainbows and tumbos.
And tambalaya.
Apparently he has a song called Dave Chappelle, but I don't see that here.
Dave Chappelle.
Oh. He's a verified artist.
You're a verified artist.
Yeah, they know he exists for sure now.
This actually doesn't sound that bad to me, this song. The last one was
Joe ass. Likes him. Guys, you guys heard
Joe
it
likes
first.
Him. Joe's a good fan. He's on this guy's team. Pro this guy. Joe's going to pay this guy's legal fees.
Got attacked.
I'll tell you what. I like him, and I'm not apologizing for it, and I don't have a problem with what he did.
Yeah. No, I think he really,
and I'll
probably,
say it.
Knowing the amount of time Chappelle stays on stage, he probably zhuzhed up the show.
He's like, all right, guys, I'm ready for this thing to wrap up. Yeah, bow! What if he just did it because he really didn't want Black Star to? What if he really didn't want Black Star to reunite?
His fucking death whale. He goes, all right, guys, well, it's a good day to die.
Oh, dude, I don't know if you've watched recently. Can we please watch? Gaboo, whatever that guy
is. Oh, sure.
His mother's
sure.
Dead, bud.
Of course, dude. Why not? By request? Absolutely. I mean, Dan's in Canada. It's we need to cheer Dan up. He's been stuck in Canada for well beyond his shows.
Yeah, what's the guy say dead, again? Bud? What's the guy say again? Gaboo.
Gaboo. G-A-B-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-L. Gaboo.
Dude, that's a classic. His mother's, dude, the sheath, when you hear the drink glass. Lose the ice.
His mother's dead, bud.
I have no idea how to find this video.
What? Derek Frost. Darren Frost. Attack.
Yeah, Darren Frost.
Respect it. Respect
Darren.
D
A R R E N. He's a sweetheart, dude. Darren's such a good guy.
Oh, you know this guy?
Yeah. He told me about the video. He told me about the video.
I didn't know that.
Jay brought it back.
Gobble. He was on Sirius at one point. I don't know if he still is somewhere in Canada.
He had a show?
Oh, sorry, he's Canadian. Yeah. That's right. That part I remember.
Gaboo.
Oh my God. God damn, it's so funny. Gaboo.
Gabooey. Now go back. Go back. Stop. Pause it.
Yeah, you gotta do the whole clip.
No, you got not the whole. Wait, when he starts talking to the guy, it's just the best because he goes, "You know, I got a thing when I choose your adventure. Where you go, where I fuck your mother."
Why don't you flip to page 69 where I fucking bagged your mom?
He goes, "Hey, you don't even want to see what I whispered in her ear." Come on.
Here, play the whole clip.
2001. End of joke. I don't think you've watched the show so far. This is no choose your own adventure story. If you can turn to page 85, it turns out I fucked your mother. And you don't want to know what she whispered in my ear.
So well, dude. This comes out of nowhere.
It seems like a real, like, pretty heavy swing for what you thought was going to be a jab, and I fucked your mother. So then when the crowd gets on board with it, he's feeling good. He's like, ooh, they like the mother stuff. He goes, don't even find out what I did to her on the other. He was getting ready to shoulder a shimmy dance in a second. Ooh.
Oh my God.
That's the good stuff right there.
He had that wand in his head.
Damn.
Jesus Christ, dude. That made me cry.
No, go back. Go back a couple seconds.
Turn to page 85. It turns out I fucked your mother. And you don't want to know what she whispered in my ear. Yo!
Your mother's dead. Whoa. Mother's dead.
He goes, if that cunt doesn't get kicked out.
Oh, Sarah, dude, this is the best. He goes,
yeah, I forgot.
Assault? Watch.
Cunt? Yeah, that is assault. Cunt.
Hey, man, have some respect.
Have some respect.
Okay. That guy better get the fuck out of here right now, or I will call the police, because that's assault, cunt.
Pardon me?
That is assault.
Pardon me? Is a great response to that. I've never heard that before. Pause that. I never heard that before. Pardon me? Because that is assault, cunt. Pardon me?
Yeah, dude, it goes from him crushing to this lady owning him.
Like, I mean, goes, yeah, the night is now.
Yeah. He goes, after part of me, she goes, shut the fuck up next time. And nobody's got his back anymore.
No, I think she's got his back. I think she's on his side.
She's on his side?
Oh, yeah, on stage? Yeah, she's on his side on stage for sure.
Oh, wait,
because you got to hear the other guys. The other guys in the group go, his mother's dead, bud. Have a little respect. And she's like, why don't you guys shut up next time? And he's like,
oh, I thought that was a lady yelling at him. Like,
no,
just
go back. Watch. But go back when he says, right. Cunt is my favorite, what the guy says right afterwards.
Okay. That guy the police? Because that's assault, cunt.
Pardon me?
That is assault.
Fuck up next time.
In all respect.
All respect on the
show. Hey, man, I didn't ask him to be a fucking monkey. He yelled shit out. That's not how a show works. Like, I knew his mother passed away.
By the way, that was he put a bit of a vocal comma in there. He goes, like, I knew his mother passed away, that's why I said it.
I know. It does sound like that's what he's insinuating.
Yeah, he goes, like, I knew his mother passed away, that's why I said I fucked her.
Dude, Jesus Christ.
She couldn't say no.
The accuracy, though, to nail it right on the fucking stomach is so funny.
I mean, that guy definitely played a little minor pro.
Yeah, dude, he just one-timed that. That was a
yeah, without a doubt. That was sidearmed, man. His knuckles hit dirt on that one.
Yeah, dude, that was crazy.
It comes
Wung
in.
It.
I mean, how I don't. That's, and it stayed. Here's the thing: that stage isn't super high, man. That thing was coming, firing at him.
What club is he at?
Yuck Yucks.
One of the Yuck
Yucks. I don't know which one.
Oh, okay. Holy shit, man.
That's actually a pretty big club chain up here, Joel. I work all the Yuck Yucks now. I'm a Canadian.
Oh, I'm a Yuck Yuck comic. Yeah. I am. I does.
Oh,
I do.
Yeah. Are you in at the Nest? I'll put the word in for you at the Nest.
But I'm supposed to be working with Reg Lemaire up there soon, you know?
Oh, down there in Manitoba.
And then there's Johnny Rouge that I'm working with up in Quebec City.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My name is Rick Bronson. Yeah.
Yeah. God. I don't know which Bronson has the Edmonton club still.
We got to go Bronson and Bronson.
But I'll tell you this. Idea. I'm not going to be there this weekend. It's we took that one off the books because we can't. We need me and Danny back in studios. We can't have this happening twice. If you play a little,
Jesus Christ.
If you play a little acoustic. Yes, I was going to totally lie about it and just say I had COVID. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to be honest. I can't fucking risk not being able to come back.
Yeah, no, Jesus Christ.
These people are animals up there. They'll throw a fucking glass at a guy for saying simply that he fucked his mom.
Yeah, I mean, what is that?
Oh, my God.
Gabool.
That's Jesus Christ.
I mean, Gabool. What's going on in this country?
Gabool.
What a great fucking origin of a word. He goes, Dad, why do you always say Gabool, that's a big pizza, or Gabool, it's late? And I'm like, oh, well, that's funny. That comes from a...
It's that like, actually got forced out of me.
That's like, it's like Donnie Brasco. What does Gabool mean? Oh, you know. Sometimes it means, look at that girl, Gabool.
Sometimes it means, just turn to page 85, I fucked your mom.
Gabool.
Sometimes it just means Gabool. Hey,
sometimes Gabool is just Gabool, am I right?
You ever been there before, Gabool?
Dan, were you the one that said, whoever said it is so right, the unsheathing of the ice, like you hear the ice get thrown out.
That's the best thing.
Boom. Because it sounds like you're like, what is that noise? Kaboom.
By the way, it seems like after that schwing that you should hear now, like almost in your mind, you go, no, 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 no.
You know what? This video, like 15 years from now when I'm working a funny bone and I say something and someone goes to do that, I'm going to just have that noise. So when it unsheaths, they throw it, I just catch it.
No gabools today, my friend. Yeah.
We stopped serving gabool years ago.
Looks like there's no gabool. Looks like this town's all dried up on gabool.
Sorry, boys. Gabool's off the menu.
Oh, fuck. I have to do two more reads, so we have to take a break. And we will come right back. Dan, you're going to hang right? We're only going to hang.
Oh, hell yeah.
2 minutes when we come back, I think. But we will be right back, everybody. We're hanging out with Joe DeRosa, 174 Rivington is where Joey Rose's is. Also, Joe, what's your website, Joe?
Joey Rose's website is joeyrosesnyc.com. You can get all our info there, our hours, like all that stuff. Oh, then yeah. comedy tickets available at Joe DeRosa Info. I'll be in Houston for the Come and Take It Fest 19th and 22nd, and then Austin for the Creek and Cave the 20th and 21st. So come out if you're in Texas.
Go see Joe.
What's up with the merch for Joey Roses? I need some Joey Roses sandwich shirts.
It's coming real soon, friend.
DanSoto.com for all his dates. He's going to be alive and well back in the States soon. So you can catch him
COVID.
Tampa the 19th to the 21st. You can check me out San Antonio and Phoenix coming up very soon, 2 weeks. So get tickets for those. We will be right back. It's The Bonfire.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.